Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Back Ostrock, thread down Totlin into the area, into the end line. He chips across back, just to the back of the box. Pompeo finds a shot.
He scores!
Oh, yeah! Baby! He's the man! Third minute! Sergio Pompeu ties it in deuces! Oh, how about that?
How about it indeed? St. Louis City SC gets the job done. They have a 2-2 draw with Austin FC, and they are off and running in the 2024 MLS season. Tom Ackerman back with you from Jupiter, Florida, the spring training home of the St. Louis Cardinals, and we are joined on the line by the sporting director for St. Louis City SC, Lutz Vandensteel, is with us on KMOX. Good morning, Lutz.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, the 1975 St. Louis football Cardinals were nicknamed the Cardiac Cards. Eight of their games were decided in the final minute of play, Lutz. Back in the day, our longtime listeners know who they are. We need a nickname for your team. You are pulling rabbits out of the hat. That was a phenomenal finish to the game yesterday against Austin.
Yeah, you know, it was a tough start. First 15, 20 minutes, it was difficult to get into the game. Going 1-0 down, I think we had a good reaction in general, played especially the second half really well, created lots of chances to score, didn't take them. And then he took some special moments. And, and in the 93rd minute, you know, just basically, well, directly at the dead end, we pulled that one out. And getting a point on the road against a good footballing team like Austin, definitely, a great result. In the end of the day, we played well enough maybe to pick up even more. But we can't complain. Let's just put that one in the piggy bank, that point, and walk away smiling.
You bet. They get the win. And, you know, Austin scored first, and then you were able to get the equalizer. How big a goal was that for Edward Leuven in the 49th minute?
You know, Edu had two big chances in the first half. One hit the post, which very questionable. I mean, we believe it might have been behind the line, but it's difficult to see, difficult to tell. And then I think it was really important for Edu, who played a good game, to open his account this season, very calm from the penalty. So brought us right back into the game, you know, and it was great for Edu after being in Germany for his green card process, missing out for like 10 days or even a bit longer at preseason. Like, he's now back to his normal shape and really like being our engine, our motor in the middle.
Yeah, Leuven has now scored all four penalty kicks he has taken in league play, and St. Louis City SC has come from behind twice so far this season to earn a point, the first against Real Salt Lake in the opener when Sam Adinerin scored the equalizer in the 79th minute against Austin, and then Pompeo scored the leveler in stoppage time. And this was a lot of fun last night, and I know, again, a tough environment. You go down to Austin and get the job done. Pompeo now has four goals and five assists for City across all competitions over the past two seasons. You're unbeaten in the league. Here we go again. I know we talk about this, and I don't know how much you pay attention to outside noise, but I'm certain that people looked at City and said, that was great. Great 23. Let's see them do it again. And here you are, third in the Western Conference, looking. They're looking at you in the rearview mirror, I think, the top two teams.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, just the way all the games went so far, nothing was easy. We had to work really hard to pick up all our points, and the mentality of the team, I think, is our big plus here, because we never give up. We're always out there going one goal down. You know, nobody puts the head down. There is always lots of energy coming from the bench. We had again yesterday lots of changes after 60 minutes and later on, which completely changed the energy on the field, which just proved to us that our bench is just as good as the players who are starting the game. So we have always a good choice of players to make before the week, during the training week, before the games. And I think mentality is the one thing, but also the intensity we kept yesterday again for 90 minutes. That's our big plus, that we really can go for 90 plus minutes and play our hearts out, play our body tired, really leave the tank empty. And then sometimes you reward yourself with a point like that late, Tom. And, you know, it's only a draw. People will say it's only a draw, but it does feel a little bit like a win, because you're sitting back in the plane and you look at each other and you know you said it right. You got the job done. You picked something up in a difficult environment. Well, and it's on to the next game.
That's right. Lutz Fanastiel is with us. That is a big point to get. So now you have a win. You have two draws. And you're sitting there, as I mentioned, in third place. You're also sitting there dealing with some injuries. I mean, aren't you? I mean, how are you health-wise overall? How would you view that?
You know, I'm actually feeling pretty relaxed and relieved, because last week when we spoke, it was very different. We had pretty much a back line which was hurt, more like little things, but everybody's back now. Cal Hibbert was back on the bench yesterday, could have played. Josh Yarrow will be back this week in full training, so he's good to go. The only player which is still a question is Blom. And even there, we make a good progress. So everybody's back on the field, and seeing after a long injury now, you know, a niggling injury, Rasmus Alm back on the field, playing in the last moments of the game, coming on, working so many months now hard on his sports hernia to be back. That's a big one for us, because he fits perfectly in our way of play. He pulls the guys up when there is a moment, and to have Rasmus Alm back is huge in the weeks to come.
A total team performance for St. Louis City SC, as they are able to pull out a point 2-2. They play to a draw at Austin FC, and again, they have not lost a game yet. The CONCACAF Champions Cup was one thing. The Major League Soccer season is another. As we move forward with Lutz Fanastiel here from City, joining us for a couple more minutes on KMOX, we look at your schedule and, you know, your matches ahead. You have the LA Galaxy on March 16th. You're going to be on the road for that one. Then you come home on the 23rd against DC United. Tell us about the Galaxy. Thus far, they have played two matches.
You know, the Galaxy is kind of like the exact opposite of what we are. It's a team with lots of experience, also some older players, but they went shopping, Tom, I tell you, like quite heavily this break. So I think they spent 8-9 million for one player, another 7 or 8, I think, or even over 10 million for another. So they did invest quite a bit of money. They have some flashy players, you know, like Ricky Buke, which is a former Barcelona player. So it's individually a great team. It's a brilliant challenge for us to go there. I mean, you know, just looking at the finances, we spend less than a million. They spend, like, I think, over 25. So that's a big difference. But we're not scared of Galaxy. We played them before. We just have to play our game. And, you know, that's, I think, exactly the challenge, is what we love to do, to go out there, to be the underdog, to fight, to grind. And going to LA, which is a lot of Hollywood involved in the football there, and a lot of show factor and big names, I think that's the games we're really looking forward to. So our minds will be set on Galaxy, on Los Angeles, the whole training week, and then flying out there on Friday and try to do our best to pick again, to stay unbeaten. Of course, that's the goal.
Yeah, that's fun. They actually, in their opener, played Inter Miami. And Inter Miami needed Messi to score in stoppage time to tie him. So that is a good challenge. By the way, Inter Miami is playing down here at 5 o'clock, Lutz. Do I go over there? I mean, I'm tempted. Maybe I should go down there and go see Messi.
I think you should. If you can somehow squeeze in the back door to get in there, I doubt it. You will get a ticket. But if you can, I would try to use the press pass and get in, because how many times you get Messi, as you see Messi play, you know? I mean, it's definitely the guy everybody talks about, arguably the best player of all time. So, yeah, I mean, if I would be you or if I would be there now, I would try my luck.
Maybe I'll sneak down there. We'll see if I can get in there. It's a possibility. It's great to talk to you. Congratulations on the point yesterday. We'll catch up with you real soon.
Thanks. Have a nice Sunday, Tom.
Great to talk. You too. Great to talk to Lutz Van Steele, St. Louis City SC's sporting director. That was a lot of fun. Great match last night against Austin FC. John Mozeliak, Cardinals president of baseball operations, is on deck. We give him a call next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.